Hello, caring viewers, and welcome to Good People, Good Works. Today's program features Ms. Jerry Weiss Corbly, founder and managing editor of the Good News Network, a website that presents only positive and inspirational news from around the world. Scientists have discovered that watching or reading negative news can have a lingering, detrimental effect on our psychological well-being. In his recent book about the influence of the media, Professor Emeritus of English History, Dr. C. John Somerville at the University of Florida, USA, discusses the consequences of hearing or reading negative news. He states that such kinds of information can induce feelings of sadness, anger, and hopelessness, and recommends that, in particular, we should avoid watching troubling news first thing in the morning or just before going to bed. If we leave the house or go to sleep with this perspective, we are more likely to focus on the negative things that happen in our everyday lives. But what can we do instead? The easiest solution is to watch or read primarily upbeat and happy news stories. Not only do they cheer us, but they also motivate us to be better people. Where can we find such stories? At present, the best source is the internet. Many websites filled with happy, optimistic news reports are now springing up, with names such as Global Good News, Positive News, Happy News, and Daily Good. These wonderful sites disseminate only cheerful, uplifting information to their readers. Supreme Master Television's own Noteworthy News is also a terrific example of where constructive stories can also be found. The Good News Network was founded in 1997 by Ms. Jerry Weiss Corbly of the United States with the objective of providing positive news to encourage readers to live happier, healthier, wealthier, and wiser lives. Ms. Weiss Corbly, who is also managing editor of the network, shares with us why she started this laudable project.
I started working in television news in the 1980s. During the Reagan administration, and I covered the White House and Congress, and I often wondered why they didn't do more stories about the good news. And I said, there should be a good news show, television show. And my colleagues said, good news doesn't sell. I didn't believe them, because at the time, Oprah was number one, and Reader's Digest was number one in magazine sales, and they always had heroes and good stories, little positive stories on there. So after 10 years, I left the news to start a family, and I moved here on the lake. And when the World Wide Web hit in 1996, I knew that I had no excuse now, that I could make my own positive news show and put it on the website, put it on the internet. So I did.
With this pivotal decision, the Good News Network was born. Ms. Weiss Corbly briefly describes the website to us.
It's a website online that delivers all positive news, and I'm in my 12th year of business now, delivering all the good news that's fit to print on my website.
How does it work?
It's really a clearinghouse where I gather all the positive news from around the world that I can find, and I put it all in one place. So you can go and check out the different sections, Earth, or Business, Family, and see the good news that is related to those topics.
Jerry Weiss Corbly explains the importance of good news.
I think people need the balance. I'm not telling people not to watch the regular news. I'm not telling them not to find out what's going on in the world. I think it's important to know even the negative things in the world. But we need the balance, because it affects our overall thoughts about our culture and our world. If we're only seeing the terrible things that a few people are doing and not hearing about all the great things that scientists and students and governments are doing around the world. So I'm almost providing a vitamin supplement to get your nutrition so you don't have junk food all the time. I want you to have some good nutrition and good news. So I'm giving the vitamin G every day for the good news.
When we return, we'll learn about the criteria Ms. Weiss Corbly uses to determine whether a story is good news. You are watching Good People, Good Works. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
I'm Jerry Weiss Corbley of the Good News Network. Thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Welcome back to Good People, Good Works. Our program today features Ms. Jerry Weiss Corbley of the U.S., founder and managing editor of the Good News Network, a website that disseminates only uplifting and encouraging reports from around the world. We asked Jerry how she determines if a story is good news.
That is a decision, what you would call good news, that everyone would make differently. So I came up with a system of seven values that I believe that my readers and I all share, such as compassion, responsibility, tolerance, freedom. So if a story reflects these values, I feature it. I like the stories of former foes that get together and come to an agreement. Those are, of course, my favorite stories.
We asked Ms. Weiss Corbley about the number of visitors her website receives.
Ever since this economic downturn, shall we say, in September, the very week that followed when Bear Stearns collapsed and a lot of the financial institutions looked like they were in big trouble, my traffic went up 45%, and it stayed there. So ever since there was a lot of focus on the bad economic news, people have been flocking to the Good News Network. And how they find me is they go online and they say there must be some good news. They type good news on Google, and I'm number one, so that's how they find me. So the media started even this year in February, NBC News started talking about, oh, maybe we should have some good news. I think they were hearing from their readers. So once they started talking about it, I started getting calls. The Washington Post called. Katie Couric talked about me and my website on the CBS Evening News. In March, NPR's All Things Considered, a wonderful show, they featured me. So suddenly I was getting 10,000 new viewers a day, every day. That was my high this year of viewership.
Not only is Jerry Weiss Corbley encouraged by the number of visitors to her website, she is frequently heartened by the feedback she receives.
The feedback has been fantastic, especially people who have experienced depression, anxiety, and clinical depression. They have written me saying that their symptoms have eased.
What do you think could be the effect of good news on the young generation?
What people believe can be accomplished. If you hear more good news, you're more apt to act in a way that reflects the values of compassion. If you hear about young people who are turning in bags of money that they find instead of keeping it, and I feature those stories all the time, then you're going to be more likely to give in the money when you find it. And also stereotypes, if you're hearing more stories about young people doing great things, then when you see a teenager on the street, you're not going to have that fear that you would normally have if you're always seeing bad stories. I think it can affect kids. Just today I featured a story about a British young person in her 20s. She went to visit an orphanage in Africa, and it was so bad and run down, and the children were almost starving, that she raised the money and bought the orphanage. And so now she's taking care of it with her fundraising. Young people see that, and they think, oh, well, I can make a difference. And so they believe it, and then they go out and make their own difference.
Do you think that happiness has a ripple effect to family and the society?
Yes. The medical company Bayer did a study a few years ago about good news. They surveyed 1,000 Americans and found that when you hear good news, you go to work or the rest of your day, you're more productive, you're in a better mood. So yes, you are affecting others. You're being more happy at work. You're you're more productive at work and you're less likely to be bothered by little things. And it directly affects health. That's why a lot of people, I think, are also getting that good news is good for you. It's because many studies have shown that the people who are optimistic, who see things in a positive light, live longer and healthier lives.
What is your goal for the future?
I'm working on a television show. I'm getting together with some people next month, and we're going to make a television show that starts featuring the good news. I would love to have a television network like CNN, only GNN, the Good News Network. So we'll see what happens, see if I can get some financial backers and management people to help me out, because I'm the artist of the operation. I'm a good writer, and I know how it should look, and so I'll be the creative arm of the team.
Thank you very much for bringing good news to the world.
And thank you as well to the Supreme Master Television. You do a good job yourself.
Our deepest respect and gratitude goes to Ms. Jerry Weiss Corbly of the Good News Network, as well as to all the others around the globe who strive to shine a bright light on positive and encouraging news stories. Your noble efforts are helping to uplift the world's consciousness, heralding a new golden era. May you enjoy continued success in your generous, kind-hearted endeavors. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Good People, Good Works, featuring Ms. Jerry Weiss Corbly, founder and managing editor of the Good News Network. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for The World Around Us, coming up after Noteworthy News. May your life be filled with grace and harmony.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GPGW.